You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Roland Martin.
Hold it now.
Where are you this morning, Roland?
Atlanta. I got a great night of sleep. My girl Donna Brazil didn't. I got the early shift last night, 4 hours. She had to be there all night with Rick Santorum beating Mitt Romney and those guys. But in Atlanta, long, long night with the Republicans and the surprising results last night, Tom. But the story that absolutely caught my attention yesterday, a 78-year-old longtime civil rights activist in Nashville, Tennessee, could very well be thrown out of her home because she's been trying to refinance it with J.P. Morgan Chase, and there's been significant difficulty. Some 40,000 people have signed a petition trying to back her, saying, how dare you throw this woman out of her house? Joining us right now to talk about this is the reporter from the Nashville Tennessean, Nancy DeVille. She has been working on this. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Nancy, here's this woman, Helen Bailey, 78 years old. She's been working with J.P. Morgan Chase, and she essentially says that she's trying to get it lowered by $9,000 or so. They refuse to do so, and she may very well get thrown out of her home?
Yes, it's such a sad situation. And actually, her situation mirrors that of so many African Americans in this country. She's lived in this house for about 23 years, originally as a renter. Then she purchased it about 12 years ago with two of her daughters. But really, what makes this story unique is that her daughters have since withdrawn themselves from the house. And they've decided that they don't want to live there anymore. So they've left her with this full mortgage bill of about $1,000 a month.
Right.
And she only receives less than $700 a month in Social Security. So she's been behind on the mortgage since April of last year.
So they left, but they can't pay, they can't help their mama?
No, they're refusing to do it. Some of her family members are saying that she just needs to give up the fight and just come live with them, but she refuses to do that.
Now, she said that, look, if she gets it lowered by $9,000, it's manageable and can make the notes, correct?
Right.
Okay, so she's trying to work with J.P. Morgan Chase. Chase says, nah, you know, look, I'm sorry, we're not going to lower this. And like many people all across this country, folks are trying to get these mortgage payments lowered from these banks who got bailed out, and the banks are making it more difficult, frankly, until there's public pressure.
Correct, and that is where Occupy Nashville comes in, because that is what they are arguing. And really, for Miss Bailey, this is her last piece of independence. She can't drive anymore. She loves her neighborhood. She says that, you know, basically when I talked to her yesterday, that her neighbors have become like family, and she attends a church just a few doors down from her house because she's able to walk there. And it's just a really sad situation. So she's hoping to team up with Occupy Nashville to really put some pressure on Chase Bank so they can reconsider this decision.
40,000 people have signed a petition thus far. Many civil rights activists are coming to her aid as well. And I want to be clear for our audience, Nancy, she's not saying give me the house for free. She's saying, look, these are high notes based upon really when houses were sold at a premium. I'm simply asking, work with me to lower the principal payment because I'll still pay to stay in the house, correct?
Right. She does, you know, acknowledge that she can't afford it right now, especially with the amount of money that she gets from Social Security. She informed me that even with her utility bills, just last month, her electric bill was $480, and she only gets about $674 a month in Social Security. So she is willing to pay some things. You know, she just wants to stay in this house until she dies, and that's what she told me yesterday.
And, Nancy, this is happening all across the country. We saw the case in New York where a 100-year-old woman, same thing, they were trying to evict her from Brooklyn. What we're seeing, and, of course, the Obama administration is trying to push forward this $25 billion settlement with these mortgage companies. But the state's attorney generals are saying, wait a minute, these companies still are messing around with people. So this is a battle with these companies who don't want to write down these loans, but they, of course, had their debt taken care of by the United States government, and they don't want to help millions of folks who are underwater or having difficulty.
Right.
If people want to help her, what can they do?
They haven't set up a fund or anything yet, but people can email me directly and I can help them get in contact with her attorney. I do want to add this, that Chase Bank did issue a statement yesterday saying that they've been working with Ms. Bailey and has postponed the foreclosure sale four times in hopes of working something out.
What's your email address?
It's the letter N. Deville, D-E-V-I-L-L-E, at Tennessean, that's T-E-N-N-E-S-S-E-A-N.com.
Thanks, Nancy.
If you didn't get that, you can text me. We'll text you back at 646-464.